The Food Movement, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. As America's population has shifted from a farm-based economy to one driven by jobs in urban areas, a smaller number of farms are producing the vast majority of the country's food. That transformation, along with a change in attitudes about how food is produced, has led to what is known as the Food Movement, mainly made up of groups critical of food production practices and farm policies. Jason Lusk, best-selling author on food and social issues and head of the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University, has said, "The term really applies to individuals and organizations seeking to remake our food system and move us away from industrial agriculture." Jerry Hahn runs a small meat processing outfit in Washington State and says that although there are currently less small and medium-sized meat processors, the popularity of purchasing a side of beef from a local rancher has been a boon to his industry.
People come in and we have cut sheets on different species of animals, beef, pork, lamb, goat, and also on sausage options and curing and smoking options. We try to talk to every person that buys a portion of a beef or a half a pork, and we talk them through, and it's customized cut to their needs. Some people, they don't want something. We say, well, here's your options. And they're like, wow, I didn't know I could do that.
So that's one small example of the food movement. Getting back to Professor Lusk, he suggests that the food movement is gaining traction and it's time to take the critique seriously and evaluate the proposals seriously. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.